This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, so let me get this straight. Bidenomics is getting pushback from Democrats because they say we have to do a better job framing this thing. Okay, really? Do you think so? Do you think that people just aren't buying Bidenomics hook, line, and sinker, saying, wow, I just love the way things are going right now. We love what you've done with the place, Joe Biden. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we race into hour number two of the Tuesday edition of the program this morning. It's my great pleasure to be with you. And, of course, our toll-free line to call in if you'd like to call in and opine about Bidenomics or about Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy or about any of these different news items we're going to be talking about this morning. We really encourage you to. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 as we go through the overnight hours here in America. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. That's AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, to all of our great radio affiliates out there across the country. And, of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. A big shout out to everybody at GCN this morning. And if you're streaming the show, well, we want to welcome you as well from wherever you're listening from all around the world. Now, of course, to everybody working across the United States this morning in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out, of course. Glad that we're spending some time with you. Once again, toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. Hope to hear from you this hour. By the way, as we round out this hour, you're going to want to stick around because we're going to have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's going to be here. We're going to be talking about China. We're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to talk about politics. And then later on, we'll have Chris Markowski, of course, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then in hour number four, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's going to be here with us, talk about all things strategic. We'll talk about all things international, the war in Ukraine, and all kinds of other great stuff. And rounding out this morning, we're going to have Harrison on sports. So you don't want to miss it. It's chock full, and we're glad that you're with us. You know, we're going to talk about Bidenomics here, but just for a moment, I want to make sure that we were talking about this earlier before the show, and we got to make sure that we do this public service announcement. And it's sort of a special public service announcement. It's for Representative Jamal Bowman, and that is just to make sure that if he's hearing the sound, or if he pulls a lever and suddenly you're kind of hearing this sound. That's the sound of the fire alarm. That's what it sounds like. The doors opening are going to sound entirely different. It's not going to be irritating like this, right? It's not going to be like that. So if you're listening to the program, that's the sound that you don't want to hear as you're going to the vote. I mean, it's almost unmistakable, right? And I was thinking about this earlier. I mean, it's almost like it becomes like a Monty Python type thing. It's kind of like, you know, when you hear this sound is the sound you hear when it's time to not vote, you know, or something like that. It's just, I can't get over it. Can you? Can you get over the idea that, well, I pulled the fire alarm and I suddenly wondered why everybody was so upset and want to kick me out of Congress? Gee, I don't know, but if you do that in school, usually you could probably get expelled, I think. All right. Well, once again, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you want to call in this morning. This from Fox Business. Bidenomics gets pushback from Dems as the economy slows. We have to do a better job framing this, they say. The White House campaign about Bidenomics, touting President Biden's supposed achievements. Okay, I can't even get past that at this point. Well, can somebody tell me the achievements? I guess if you want, well, it's like higher oil prices, check. You know, higher gas prices, check. Your dollar doesn't go anywhere near as far as it did even 12 months ago, check. You know, all these things, it's like we're on a roll. You know, we're checking things off our list here. We're just making progress. But again, if they're touting his supposed achievements, improving the nation's economy, but they're getting negative poll results on these economic figures. By the way, that would be the one thing that might benefit the Democrats if the government had actually shut down. And that is, if I recall correctly, they stop putting out the economic data. So maybe that would actually be something that would be preferable for the administration at that point. It's like, well, good, at least nobody will see these numbers. But according to a recent Fox News poll, most Americans believe the White House is hurting the economy more than helping. See, this is why the messaging is important. We've got to turn that around, folks. We've got to turn that around. And they continue to have significant concerns over housing costs and inflation. So Michael LaRosa, former spokesman for First Lady Jill Biden, tells Politico on Friday, he says, I never understood why you would brand an economy in your name when the economy hasn't fully recovered yet. It's an actual statement. People need to be able to see and feel an economy in their own personal bank accounts. And it doesn't change no matter how loud you scream the economy is better. Well, I completely agree. But this is, if Democrats are starting to get concerned about Bidenomics, hopefully we're on the right track with that. But certainly, to a great degree, Joe Biden began to say, well, they call it Bidenomics, you know, at one of these speeches. And he said, I guess they call it that. So I'll kind of tell it, but it's working. It's working. You know, remember he goes and he whispers a lot when he really wants to emphasize that kind of thing. But with Joe Biden, and I hate to say, you know, we talked a lot about Joe Biden, and it's sad to see what's unfolding in front of our eyes, but usually it's very soft or it gets very loud, and it's usually not too much in between. Well, speaking of being in between, folks, we're going to be in between breaks here just for a moment. But when we come back, we want to take your phone calls at 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, as we go through this Tuesday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Tuesday morning edition of the program. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call in and join the program. And we're going to talk here in just a couple of moments about how this continuing resolution may have come to be. We've got a great audio clip from Matt Gaetz talking about some kind of thing having to do with Ukraine. So we'll let you in on that here in just a few moments. Also, we want to tell you about a cell phone issue that's going to affect, well, not an issue, but it's going to be an alert, evidently, that will affect anybody in America who has a cell phone on October the 4th, a special test, evidently, that's going on. So we'll tell you about that here in just a moment. But first, we want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow.com. Of course, the folks over there at MyPillow, they've got all the great MyPillow products, MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets, all those different things that they have. And I love the towel sets, by the way. I love my slippers. I love the Giza sheets. And everybody in my family sleeps on a MyPillow. So you definitely want to check them out, MyPillow.com. They've always got these great specials and great incentives that they have, but it's all based on the promo code. So you want to head on over there, MyPillow.com. You want to make sure that you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's promo code CAPTAIN. And after you've made all of your selections, and check them out, and you've got, of course, those deep discounts. Now, if you'd like to speak to a real person, again, they have real people. It's not an AI. it's not something like that. It's an actual person, and they will talk to you, and they will help you with your selection. And you want to dial them up at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure, again, to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get those deep discounts and, of course, to save a bundle. Well, folks, on October 4th, your phone is going to go off, we understand. It's a nationwide text that's going to be sent out by the federal government. And so on October 4th, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, of course, and the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, will be testing both the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts in an effort to communicate nearly simultaneously with Americans across the country. This two-part test is scheduled to begin at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, according to FEMA. So that would be Wednesday, October the 4th, 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The test will impact, we understand, cell phone users with the WE test, or that's the wireless emergency alert test. And then the second time will be tested on phones, but the third time in which the alert system, has been tested. So you'll receive a text message, evidently in English or perhaps even in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the device. Text message will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." So that's the best kind of message, I guess, to get. There's no action. There's nothing you have to do at that point. But, of course, for so long, of course, and especially through radio stations like we're broadcasting from right now, they have the emergency alert system and so forth, sometimes you hear those test beeps go by, and it tells you if it's been a real emergency, we'd be starting to give you a lot more information and so forth. So this is a way of getting directly to the people via their cell phones, evidently, in the case of a perhaps a national emergency. So be aware of that. Pass it on to your friends. We'll keep telling you about that even on the Wednesday morning edition, because it's not going to take place until about 2:20 p.m. in the afternoon. So just be aware of that. All right. Well, earlier on the House floor, you had Matt Gaetz, of course, who's locked in Mortal Kombat with Kevin McCarthy over the budget deal and so forth. But he had this to say about the absence of any Ukraine funding that of course it didn't appear in this continuing resolution deal. And just to sort of set the stage as well, didn't Joe Biden come out and make a statement saying, you know, we have to get this done, we have to make this work, and I call on Congress to do this, that, and the other thing, right? So here's Matt Gaetz from the House floor. Let's listen in.
Raise a question. What was the secret side deal on Ukraine? House Democrats and President Biden have said that as Speaker McCarthy was asking Republicans to vote for a continuing resolution so as to avoid having to take the Senate's plus up in Ukraine money, that the Speaker of the House was actually cutting a side deal to bring Ukraine legislation to this floor with President Biden and House Democrats. So let me get this straight. To extend Joe Biden's spending and Joe Biden's policy priorities, the Speaker of the House gave away to Joe Biden the money for Ukraine that Joe Biden wanted. It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
So there you have Matt Gaetz, and of course, as I said, the two are locked in Mortal Kombat, and we continue to watch how that develops. But this is a pretty interesting story. This is from CNBC. The Congress and the rest of Washington, buzzed on Monday over the question of whether President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, cut a secret side deal that could protect future aid for Ukraine as part of an agreement to avoid a government shutdown over the weekend. The suspicion is that Biden agreed to sign the federal government funding deal that did not include Ukraine aid he wanted to provide in exchange for McCarthy agreeing to hold a standalone vote on that aid later on. And as we just heard Matt Gaetz talk about what was the nature of the side deal, basically. The answer could determine whether Gaetz follows through but he did file this motion, right, evidently. He just did file this action to try to make McCarthy vacate the speakership. But again, it's interesting to me, though, too, because something we heard in the debate just last Wednesday night was the idea of this zero budgeting. And I realize it likely may not apply directly in this case, but being able to debate Ukraine perhaps individually might actually not be a bad thing. I mean, just, you know, look at it from this perspective for a moment. It may not be such a bad thing because we could really get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on with the Ukraine funding. And so I think that that might not be too bad at this point. In fact, there is a story out there right now that says that the Biden administration may have already had some misgivings early on that there was some kind of corruption, really corruption in Ukraine, and so again it begs the question where some of this money is going and whether or not it's actually getting to where it needs to go, and this kind of thing. Now I'm not talking about should Ukraine kick Putin out, you know, and best him in this. Not at all. I think everybody agrees generally on that idea, but what's happening to all this money and this material and so forth that goes to Ukraine, I think is a real legitimate question. And so you never know whether or not there could be a lot more skimming, perhaps, for lack of a better term, than we think going on. So that's a real, real good question. So how is this going to turn out? Is there really is this side deal going to be sort of the undoing of Kevin McCarthy? I'm not so sure about that. And again, it just depends on how all this gets navigated. And again, it's not to take away from support from Ukraine, but it is to ask some of these very important questions about whether or not the funding that we're actually sending there actually gets there and whether or not it's doing what we think that it's doing. Because I think one of the central questions here is why can't the Ukrainian Defense Forces, what does it take to win? I mean, I've been asking this for a long time. What does it take to win? Why can't we give that to them? Of course, you want to bring in air power. You want to bring in all kinds of other things. Zelensky just recently said that it's going to take, a close connection with Europe and so forth in order to win. I don't doubt that. But what does it take to actually make this stop? We're 2 years into this thing, basically. If you look at World War II, there was an extreme focus to win at all costs. But, it's obviously an entirely different situation. It's really a proxy war. We don't have any boots on the ground, but Lord only knows where everything could go if it really starts to look really bad for Ukraine. Does Ukraine simply get taken over? In other words, at what point are we willing to go even further than we're going right now? And in an election year, that's really hard to discern. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you, taking your phone calls, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. We will see you on the other side of the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I love it. Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics. Would I Lie to You? That I love it. Absolutely. This makes my day. I haven't heard that for a long time, but of course, Eurythmics. What can you say? Annie Lennox, what a talented artist, and of course, all the work she's done. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I'm going to get way too sidetracked on talking about how much I love the Eurythmics and Annie Lennox. All right, welcome back, of course, and the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Glad to be with you. We got a caller holding on the line. We're going to get to the caller here in just a few moments, and we've got a lot to talk about in this segment as well, and we'll be coming up here in just a little bit after the next break for our second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And you thought I had a great song the first hour? Well, just wait around. Just wait a little bit. And we're going to get you going in the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. But first, I want to let you know this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns, discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their highest priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide with you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. And their wound care, of course, as I've been telling you, is world class. It is literally a category by itself. So you definitely want to check them out. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Check them out on the web at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's all one word, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. www.thetrumpcenter.com. All right, well, once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in. And we've got someone calling in. Once again, we've got Jack in Riverside, California. Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Jack. I think Jack is there. If Jack's not there, we'll bring him on when he is there. One more time. Jack, are you there this morning?
Yes, yeah, I'm here. I'm here right now.
Okay, there you go. All right, what's on your mind this morning?
My mind is on Matt Gaetz and Congressman Byron Donalds, who came in second for Speaker when they met with McCarthy and put him on a short leash. And he agreed to certain things, to be honorable with the Republican-Conservative caucus and to do certain things. And he has violated all of them. And the worst thing he did was the Democrats were going to boycott the session and would have been the Republicans voting to shut down the government. But he invited the Democrats come into vote with the Republicans in name only and keep the government open. And he violated the power of the Speaker and the House of Representatives because the President can veto a bill that the House passes. But the House has the ultimate power over the President because they have the power of the purse.
Right.
And they can vote. And they can vote to shut down the government, which means that the executive branch is shut down, which means there's no money coming into Biden or anyone in his cabinet, and Biden might as well pack up as long as the government is shut down. Nothing to do but pack up and go home, go back to Delaware.
I tell you what, Jack, I hear what you're saying and what your position is here, but let me ask you this. Is it bad to have a bipartisan agreement that keeps the government open? Or, in other words, how do you reckon then that something else went wrong here overall? Because if you shut down the government, obviously, then you've got some other issues to deal with. But so is that sort of where your thrust is here?
We've got to shut down World War III in the Ukraine, and that Jewish Polanski.
Kind of go down that road with that kind of characterization, but I do think it's important to talk about Ukraine. I'll ask you one question here. What do you think about the idea of debating the Ukraine funding in and of itself? Instead of putting it in the CR. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I think it is totally necessary to shut down funding for the war on Russia in the Ukraine, because I taught history, and Russia developed out of the Ukraine. The Ukraine is to Russia what Virginia is to America, the founding state, the hub of it. It has always been part of Russia. The United States started a civil war in the Ukraine with a puppet, Zelensky, has poured billions and billions of dollars in there, and now Russia's going into a drill on nuclear war.
Okay.
And we have this national alert coming along. So this issue of the Ukraine, and that's why McCarthy had to go, because he took the money out of it temporarily, but he's joined with that blubbering senator from Kentucky.
Well, I tell you what, let me ask you this question then. So what you're saying is that Russia somehow has rights to Ukraine. Do you think that the Ukrainian people don't have the right to at least in your estimation of how things stand, that they wouldn't have the right to break away and be independent?
Well, what's happening there is there are Nazi brigades with swastikas and Heil Hitler that have been put in by the CIA, which is strange because the deputy director is named Cohn.
Okay, all right. So, well, I hear what you're saying, Jack, and I appreciate it, but I think that's kind of going beyond the scope of where we like to talk about on the program this morning. But feel free to call back anytime. We appreciate your call.
not 1 cent more for the war in the Ukraine. That's the bottom line, and that's why Byron Donalds, you know Congressman Byron Donalds, he's from California. He came in second to McCarthy.
So, we will see. That's right. The two are locked in mortal combat, and we'll see. That's going to be developing. But once again, thanks, Jack in Riverside. Call back anytime. Take care.
Combat is honor combat.
All right. Thanks again, Jack. Take care. All right. Well, folks, that's a pretty interesting, provocative sort of position here. We're always interested in hearing that something provocative here on the program. It does seem to me, though, I think generally speaking, that most of the free world, if not all of the free world, seems to be looking at trying to make sure that Russia does not succeed in Ukraine. And once again, that funding is going to be coming up, and they'll be talking about it, as one particular item, as we understand. At least this, according to some of these reports about the, quote, secret side deal that McCarthy may have made with Biden. But nevertheless, there still are good questions about the aid, because when you come up with billions and billions of dollars, we don't know exactly what it's doing. It's not an endless supply of money. You can't just continue to print it and then send it over there, because it's not an unending well of money. I think that there are legitimate questions about that, and so this should be more front and center. There's no doubt about that. Should be more front and center as to what exactly we're doing and how it's going to actually get there. All right. Well, in the time we have left here in this particular segment, as I said, we're heading over to the Trucker Highway and Byway Report after the next short break. But it looks like General Motors has laid off more employees now as a result of the UAW union strike. We understand, I believe, they came up with a 5-year contract with Mack Truck, though, so that is somewhat promising. But it's bringing the company's total tally of workers, this according to Fox Business, that have been furloughed in connection with the work stoppage, to above 2,100 people. So that's nothing to sneeze at, nothing to sneeze at all. The UAW is waging a simultaneous yet limited strike against Detroit's big three automakers, but GM is the only company that has not been spared so far in the union's incremental strike escalations, we understand. The strike began, of course, on September 15th at a Ford plant in Michigan, a GM plant in Wentzville, Missouri, and a Stellantis plant, they have Chrysler and so forth, over in Ohio. Then, of course, as we see, There's little bits of escalation that have been going on that are going to accumulate here and could accumulate into many more thousands of workers being laid off. So that's not something anybody wants to see per se. But it's, as we know, a lot going on with the strike is insofar as how it melds into the future of electric vehicles. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are celebrating, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We're celebrating Tuesday morning here as we race through and rocket through across America along the airwaves on your radio dial, however you're picking this up. If you're picking this up on a GCN affiliate, if you're picking this up anywhere on the stream, anything like that, we're glad to have you with us. 1-877-969-8600. That is the call-in line. Once again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And we're heading into our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning, and we had a lot going on last time, so we definitely want to get some follow-ups on that. But I've got a song here that I don't think, you know, as they always will say, you don't need any introduction. Well, I'm just going to kind of fade this up here. I don't think it needs any introduction, but when you hear this, you know that we're getting ready to rock. Go, guys.
Thank you.
Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. Then the world was shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was shaking.
All right, shook me all night long, AC/DC. And that is a great track. I mean, it's got a great sound. It's just everything about it. I can't imagine. Can you imagine being in the studio, listening to the playbacks of that, you know, and sitting around going, I think this is it. I think this is the take. I think this is the mix we like. You know, can you imagine that? But at any rate, folks, I hope that got you going there this morning. Real classic rock tune, obviously. AC/DC. There's none like them. There's just that. And by the way, almost every song they do, it's this like anthem thing, and it's really tough to come up with those things all the time, but they did, and they still do. All right, we continue with the lake advisory up in northeastern Montana, Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway 2. We have our winter weather advisory. This is going to be south of Bozeman. It's also going to be over near Cody, Wyoming, and moving south from there, sort of hugging the border with Idaho. But the winter weather advisory says that we're going to get some snow accumulation 7 inches above 7,500 feet. That'll be the south of Bozeman in the Cody area. Looks like you could get 10 inches above 10,000 feet, but 3 to 6 inches between 8,500 and 9,500 feet. So obviously, if you're going to be traveling through the mountainous areas there, you want to be aware of that. We got those strong, gusty winds near Cheyenne, Wyoming, and coming up I-80 up towards Elk Mountain. Freeze warning around Craig, Colorado. Could be 30 degrees, so you want to be aware of that. And then we've also got all that precipitation on the map that we were telling you about last hour, especially in Washington State. It's still around Ritzville on I-90, heading down towards Walla Walla. And once again, want to give a shout-out to our friends there in Walla Walla. If you're listening on KUJ, that's 1420 AM, 98.7 FM. That's one of our new GCN affiliates. So hello to everybody there. We know you're getting wet right now with the rain falling out of the sky. But hope you're having a great morning. Down towards Baker City in Oregon, now down near Weiser. This is going to be along I-84, so be aware of that. And then, of course, down in Texas, Lubbock, you still got all kinds of rain. You got lightning strikes there in that area. And then up near Amarillo right now, we've got rain almost all just through Amarillo proper there. Come along I-40, it's going to go a little bit north, a little bit south of that as well at this time. Kansas, if you're near Garden City, if you're coming up, let's see here, near Waukenny and near Park and Grainfield, this is going to be along I-70. You got, in some areas, maybe some heavy and very moderate rain as well. So that rounds out the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Don't forget, it's brought to you by our good friends over at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And during the month of October, you can earn 5 points per gallon, and you can score tons of free stuff when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. You can unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. That's something that you definitely want to check out. Whether you're a trucker, whether you're a traveler going across the highways and byways, you want to stop into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You want to be able to get your supplies, get your fuel, and of course get something great to eat as well. And when you sign up with the My Rewards Plus app, in addition to the 5 points per gallon this October, you're going to be able to save money, you're going to earn points on other stuff too, and you're going to be able to save time and get access to those great, great amenities that they have at all these different Pilot and Flying J's. They've invested a lot of money, by the way, in different locations now. They've got these great projects going. They're really expanding things and services for our truckers, our travelers, and our RVers out there. So once again, pilotflyingj.com, that is the website you want to go to find out more about them. All right, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from founderscode.com and also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And when we speak with her, we're going to be asking her, of course, about what does she think about what's happening with the funding for Ukraine, for example. This side deal that we're hearing about, I'd love to get her take on that. And then also, of course, this notion that Washington may have had some inkling, shall we say, and I'm not surprised if they did, about some kind of corruption going on in Ukraine. That, among other things, well,
welcome. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, what do you think about the story that we have out there? And Matt Gaetz got on the got up on the floor of the House and talked about the side deal, evidently, about the Ukraine funding. What do we know about that?
Well, according to McCarthy, there is no side deal. He's accusing Gaetz is accusing McCarthy of having a side deal with the Biden White House on Ukraine, and McCarthy says, no, that didn't happen. I don't think it needs to happen, but the other fascinating part about all of this is that Matt Gaetz pulled the trigger on this one. He said he was going to do it, and he did.
Right.
And he's accusing McCarthy of working with the Democrats. But Gaetz himself is going to have to work with the Democrats to get the votes to remove him as Speaker. So, and I would also argue that McCarthy is not the House Speaker for the Republicans. He's the House Speaker for all of the House of Representatives. All of them. You know, that's not... Or he's not the speaker just for those that are members of the Freedom Caucus.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we had a caller earlier, and I asked a question about this idea of being bipartisan. I mean, in some cases, bipartisan isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it actually that's how we actually get things passed overall, you know, throughout history.
Well, that's it. Now, we understand the spending. We get it. We understand, you know, the borders collapse. We understand the issues with Ukraine. We get it. But it took us a long time to get here, and Matt Gaetz wants it all fixed, and I would also argue Andy Biggs and, you know, a couple others. They all want it fixed, like, right this second. It ain't gonna get there. You know, let's do this in steps. Now, having said that about the border, Congressman Henry Cuellar was parking his car last night and got hijacked, carjacked.
Oh, wow. That's not good. Not good
no.
at all.
So, I mean, now that we have, you're going to throw in the crime across the United States?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on there just real quick because we're coming up to our top of the hour break. We're going to have our local news, of course, and folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. You're going to want to stick around for this. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.